Pilgrims, Chapter 2, The Hurin. Written and spoken by Grinning Pup. Guest starring the Husbear.
For the Admiral. What's that music? Shut it off.
Sorry, sir. It's automatic.
Have it changed?
Right away, Admiral.
I come with new orders. We are to divert some of our forces to prevent the human encroachment on our territories. They are bent on undoing our work, and we must stop them at any cost.
Humans are a tricky species, Admiral. They scatter like chemtrails as quickly as you find them.
The ceasefire between our species is still in effect, Commander. I do not speak of war, but of a more subtle destruction of their efforts. We have received word from our spies that they are attempting to collect specimens and data from all known species in the galaxy, in order to rebuild once a cure has been sourced.
Which they will never find, Admiral.
So it is bid. We must crush this new arm of theirs before they can reach too many worlds. Send out our assassins to seek them out and end them. Instruct them to corrupt all collected specimens they find on board their vessels.
Very good, Admiral.
Even now, these chattering apes are scurrying across the galaxy, trying to fix the great solution. But we will see how proud they are when we destroy them piece by piece. This galaxy will fall to the way of the Scourge. Let us see what their best minds are made of.
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. I guess I didn't make it hot, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. Yeah, I gotta try once, I gotta fly once, only can die once. Right, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and juicy. I'm gonna have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer.
Captain!
I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Captain!
Oh, come on. What is it now, Bearbot?
I wanted to alert you to the fact that we're approaching our next destination.
Thanks, Bearbot.
It's a planet called Barakas.
That's great, Bearbot.
Do you want to learn more about the flora and fauna?
Yeah, in a minute, Bearbot. Good morning, Greenwing. Nice to see you're finally awake. Come, sit down. I'll make you a cup of brown sludge. Really good to wake you up when the air of space starts to get a little stale. Here you go. Have you been? Still sore? That's to be expected, I guess. You'll recover fully in a day or two. Bearbot was just about to tell us what magical species we're about to interact with this time. Take it away, Bearbot! Bearbot! I said, take it away, Bearbot! Bearbot? Bearbot!
Yes?
Me and the Greenwing are ready for our lesson.
Oh, now you're ready. Of course it's always on your time, never on mine. I have things to do too, you know.
We've been through this, Bearbot. You're supposed to be on our time. And what things have you got to do?
I'm playing chess with the autopilot system. He's terrible. Good thing he isn't in charge of something that preserves your survival in any meaningful way. Oh, wait.
Can we please get to the planet spec?
Fine. Loading hologram. This is Barakas, a subtropical planet orbiting two suns. It has a 4-Earth-year rotational cycle. The dominant species is known as the Hurin, who have only just discovered space travel. Whilst they are technologically advanced, their cultural society is still primitive.
You mean they're slavers?
Yes. The Cosmic Union of Man has placed them on a watch list of planetary societies who may pose a danger to other neighbouring planets should they achieve full space flight capacity.
What do they look like?
Loading image. They are a lithe and tall species with varying coloration. Their height is considered to be a sign of their status and genetic superiority, and the society on the whole is based on this premise.
And where do we fit on that scale?
The average human male is around half the height of the tallest recorded Hurin. Orders from the Crow's Nest indicate that you should at no point engage with the Hurin directly, and instead collect observational data.
Sneak and see. Got it.
And that's everything. May I go?
Thanks, Bearbot.
Whatever. Knight to D5. You're mine.
Well, no time like the present. I'll get the exosuits prepped. We should use the invisibility feature they have so that we can get down and close to the natives. You go and prep the research equipment and we'll meet back here in 2 hours. Got it? Awesome. How you doing, Greenwing? I know it's weird being invisible amongst all these life forms, but we're only here to observe, that's all. Fascinating though, isn't it? How species so similar to our own interact so differently. According to our databank, this species have things called breeding pits. I can only imagine what goes on there, but we should definitely check it out. Huh? What do you mean? No one's following us. We're the only other life forms on this planet. Believe me. Now that you mention it, though, it does feel like someone's watching. I'm sure that's just an effect of the invisibility suits. Nothing to worry about. Ah. There. Yeah, there. That looks right. Or at least that crude picture of what looks like two things impaling each other looks like what we're looking for. Let's go, Greenwing. Well, would you look at that? This species has developed some kind of arena-type entertainment. Look at them go. Seems that this species doesn't put much truck in romantic candlelight encounters. They like to have everything out in the open. Physiologically, they're so similar to us. Look at how the more dominant males plow into the inferior subset. And the audience here are watching it happen like it's the best TV show. Look there. Yeah, right there. That one's approaching climax. He's really going to town on that little guy. It beggars belief that they're able to take it. There we go. Load has been deposited. Dominant male exits the inferior and... he's just left there. You don't think he's dead, do you? That would suck. But maybe not for our purposes. I know it sounds crazy, Greenwing, but the suits are foolproof, and we need as many samples as we can get. Listen, I'll go. You stay here, all right?
malfunction. Run!
Hot luck, Bawanta.
Greenwing, are you okay? You've been out cold all this time. Don't panic. They haven't killed us, and they've brought us to what I think is their leader. Look ahead. See that tall one there? That must be the king, or leader, or whatever they call themselves based on his size. Worst case scenario is they kill us for trespassing on their breeding ground. Best case is we're put on the market. The big guy looks like he's about to say something.
Humans, we have not seen your kind in many rotations.
You speak English?
Yes. I have learned from the last time your people chose to trespass on our planet.
You speak it marvellously, Your Grace.
My little human pet has taught me well. It was a shame he died so quickly.
He died?
As all human slaves do. He served his purpose. Which brings me to yours. What is your purpose? Defiling our sacred pit?
We are what's called anthropologists. Scientists from Earth sent to collect data on all alien life.
You seek to steal what is ours?
No. Not like that. Your Highness, we collect only what isn't needed.
The seed of the warrior you were caught scooping out of the Becknell was very much needed. It is our way. You stole from us.
It was never our intention, Your Grace.
Silence! On our planet, it is customary for thieves to be destroyed. But considering your value, I will make an exception.
I don't like the sound of that.
You are aware of our customs and our trade. Henceforth, your life is forfeit to me. You will take the place of your forebearer and service me as he did. Come, little humans, kneel between my legs and pay homage to your new ruler.
I think we should play along. We can figure out how to escape later.
Hurincocks are much like your own human. Here on Barakas, we take our pleasure in ways you are accustomed. Show me what my new pets are made of.
How might we do that, Your Grace?
You are to suck me together. How I longed for two human mouths on my cock when my last pet was still alive.
This thing is massive. Oh, do your best, Greenwing.
Good humans. It is such a shame that your race is so bent on galactic colonization. How much happier you would all be if you were to accept where you truly belong.
Oh, whoa. Oh my god. It's so big.
Take it in turns, trying to take my length into your mouth. I will enjoy this. I will make you fornicate for the amusement of my allies and use you to appease the barbaric leaders in the north. Chance is such a fine thing.
Gato, boy.
Galactor,
Boan. Mr. Oikowat Ahona.
Looks like we weren't alone after all. Our suspicions were right. I think someone was following us.
It is no concern of yours, little pet. Here, climb onto my lap and present your hindquarters to me, so I may explore your holes whilst I speak.
You heard him. Let's drop Trow and do what he says. Guess you're not the only one who'll be invaded by aliens on this trip.
The big one talks too much. I will have to do something about that.
Shutting up.
Zark.
Jirin Ukoroko.
Alta.
Gelbolt Alto. Beato Bato Ogo. Krontag Ono Burr.
Val Ifte.
It sounds like they've captured someone sneaking around the building. Oh, he looks a mean fucker. Probably a Castrayan. If I were a guessing man, I'd say he was looking for us. And got caught up when he let his guard down. Oh.
Do you speak, slave?
Yes. I speak.
What is your purpose here? Why are you trespassing on our planet?
I seek the cantrats you have lying on your legs.
Are you a slaver?
No.
Then what could you want with 2 pence such as these?
I am sent by the Admiral of the Castrayan fleet. Those 2 belong to us. Do not impede our work, King, or your entire planet will burn.
I knew he was Castrayan. Oh, they all look the same.
These are idle threats from a cornered dog. Perhaps we should make the dog bark and see how quickly his masters come calling.
Give me the humans and I will leave you in peace.
The only thing you will be leaving is in pieces. Guards, show him what we do to intruders. Kulak Baldon!
Those guards look like they mean business. Oh, isn't it spectacular? Oh, if I didn't have an alien's finger jammed up my arse, I'd love to document this. Oh, it seems they include both punishment and pleasure within sexual activity. God, it's hitting all the right places.
Do you think your guards scare me, alien? I welcome their cocks.
Not when you see what their cocks are barbed with.
Spikes! Fucking spikes!
I do not fear death. It is my purpose.
Well, that doesn't sound right. Wait. Wait! Your Highness, wait!
What, human? Be quiet and docile.
No, Your Grace. Allowing your guards to fuck that thing is the worst thing you could do. He's a Castrayan. He carries the Scourge virus.
The Scourge? On my planet?
Yes. See there on his rear the mark of Castrea. His life's purpose is to infect as many living beings as he can.
Disgusting. We will kill him before the virus can be transmitted.
Hold your horses, Kingy. I have a better idea. If you don't mind. We have been sent by our world to collect data on species just like yours, but research of the virus itself is just as important. This thing is a carrier. If you allow us, we will take him away and study him, and your door may never be darkened again.
And give up my prizes. That is a tall price to pay to be rid of something we could easily kill.
Believe me, Your Grace, if I could spend eternity worshipping your cock, I would do, but every second you allow this creature, living or dead, to stay on your planet, the greater risk you place your people in. The virus is known to become airborne once the host is killed. Your only hope is to get him off your planet.
I believe you, human. I do not wish to, but I do. I will acquiesce to your approach and he will be your prisoner from now on.
Does that mean we can go?
Yes. But first, I wish to fulfill my need that has been taken away from me. I will fuck you both. So that you will always remember who your master is.
I mean, I can think of worse ways to get that sample.
Stay still.
Huh? What? Oh! Whoa! Oh, you're so strong, sire. You pick me up with ease.
You will look so good impaled on my...
Oh, sire, please go gently. Oh, God, you're so big. Sire, please go gently. No.
You will slip on.
Oh, thank God you warmed me up with that finger. Oh, God, it's opening me up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
As you slide on so nicely.
Oh, it's bulging out of my stomach. Oh, God, look at that. Fuck. Oh, God, it's churning my insides. You humans did not so well. Like oh, God, yeah, you make a flashlight. Oh, God.
Now the other one.
Your turn, Greenwing. Oh, you can take it, Greenwing. That's it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Oh, God.
Yes. That's it. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's it. Good little pets. Bring the prisoner closer. I wish to plant my seed on his face as a parting gift. Humans jerk my cock. That's it. Now, be gone. If you are still on this planet by break of dawn, you will all be killed.
Yes, sir. Come on, Greenwing. You grab one arm and I'll grab the other.
Get off me!
You shut the fuck up, you twat. We're saving your life, God knows why.
Your god cannot hear you.
Literally shut the fuck up. The more you talk and wriggle, the more you're dislodging the perfectly good samples on your face. Greenwing, call to the pod. Get us out of here ASAP.
I will escape, and then I will kill you.
Of course you will, big man. Greenwing, call the pod and let Bearbot know we have a live specimen coming on board. One that has a lot of explaining to do.
Pilgrims, Chapter 2, The Hurin. Written and spoken by Grinning Pup. Guest starring The Husband.